Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Now, we're all expected to go to the gym after the work and try to, you know, stay healthy. Yeah. I don't like
Are? Is that what I was supposed to do yesterday? Oh, Jamar.
Let me tell you something. I'm like a month out. Trust me. Still trying to get my head wrapped around it. But I guess Tom had an encounter yesterday.
Well, yeah. And I actually just about got my lights punched out at the gym yesterday. And
Wait. You got your lights punched out?
Yeah, just about. And I actually am going to blame Caitlin Green. Okay.
Shade.
So here's the story.
Caitlin.
I'm in the weight section lifting free weights.
Sure. Okay?
I love this already. I'm already obsessed with this story.
I know. Looking at me and looking how scrawny I am.
I love it.
That is quite a picture.
And the thing about free weights is, not to stop your story, but for the people who don't frequent the gym, if you don't do free weights correctly, you look terrible.
Right.
Because there's no guide. There's no track to guide your arms. So you're just like warbling all over the place with these weights. Like,
I am surrounded by guys who know how to do it. And they are jacked. They're the guys that have the whey protein shakes right beside them. Mm-hmm. And they have to shake them vigorously before they have each sip. And they're grunting out loud. And I am listening to a brand new podcast that Caitlin recommended. It's Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend.
Yay, so my good. Favorite.
So it's fantastic. And it's an episode that I'm listening to with one of my favorite podcasters called Mark Maron.
Oh, so good.
So Conan talking to Mark. And I'm listening to it. I'm lifting weights. And they say something so funny that I start to guffaw out loud. And I'm holding back the snort. Right? Like, I'm like... And the guy beside me...
the whey protein
because
guy.
He's grunting. And so I'm laughing. And I had to stop. I had to put the weights down. Put my hand to my mouth. As though I'm either, like, trying to stifle a sneeze. Or I'm ready to...
Yeah, like
bust all over the place.
Right. Yeah,
you've worked out so hard, you're about to...
And I had to gently remove myself from that situation because he was giving me the cut eye and I thought I was dead.
Yeah, the gym is a serious place for those who are good at
it.
You know?
And I wasn't laughing at him at all, but...
Oh, so he thought you were probably laughing at him?
That's right.
Oh, his noises.
Yeah.
But you might have just been interrupting his set.
Right.
Also a cardinal sin to people who care about these types of things.
Mm-hmm.
So that could have been it as well.
He was making meaningful eye contact with himself in the gym there.
I can't deal with it. Sometimes the noises from the free weight section of the gym are just too much for me. Yeah. I'm like, it sounds like you're injuring yourself.
You know, the noise is supposed to give you a little extra boost of energy, now, so make you look tougher. So, yeah, I you don't want to see me in the gym. But I'm the guy that does one set, and I'm just like, oh, that was great.
Yeah.
Supposed to do three sets. No, I'm good with one set. Yeah.
Three?
Exactly. Precisely.
Oh, boy.
Tom, no more podcasting in the gym.
Oh. That's honestly, it's the only reason I go to the gym. I get to catch up on podcasts.
Yeah?
That's what I do. I watch the Food Network.
Yeah.
On the elliptical.
Oh, that's great.
Like, what's happening to me right now?
I guess it's motivation. Yeah. Are you more of a rom-com person? More than a video gamer?
Oh, Jamar, you are hitting me right down the center.
In the
yes,
feels?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I'll just hand this over to you. I'll just read this for you and you can react to it because I'm not a rom-com person at all. The Notebook. This is like one of the most epic movies in the rom-com genre. Tom,
don't you take the easy way out.
What easy way? There is no easy way. No matter what I do, somebody gets hurt.
I was going to ask you a question. You start reciting lines.
It's kind of more of a rom than a com. There's not much com going on.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay. For me, there was a lot of com in there. I'm like, is this for real? In any case, The Notebook. The premise is that it's so heart-wrenching because the lead characters, not to spoil it for anybody, I think we're years out already.
Yeah, we're good.
They die of old age together, and it's supposed to be like the most romantic thing you ever see. If you watch The Notebook in the United Kingdom, in the UK, on Netflix, you get cheated from that death scene, that heartbreak. I don't know if you want to call it cheated or spared, but they actually edit that out.
Do they give a reason?
I haven't found a reason yet. I guess maybe because it's just too heart-wrenching. But how they change it at the end is, instead of seeing him die in the hospital bed at the end, you see a flock of birds fly over a lake that are supposed to, like, symbolize something. Death or whatever.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, like
the Brits can't handle it?
I guess the Brits. I guess no, too emotion for the Brit scale.
Wow.
Who knows?
I love the, like, it's based on a book, too. It's like, why would you mess with that?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you, also, Ryan Gosling is in it. You want him on screen for as long as possible. you want him just moving sure. on screen. Yeah.
So they go for that, like, ambiguous ending, kind of like Birdman, the worst movie in the history of movies.
Come on!
Dude. That's a whole nother topic.
Sure.
But in any
Another
case.
Time.
Yeah, back to Ryan.
Back to Ryan. Back so that's Ryan. The Notebook. If you ever watch The Notebook across the pond on Netflix, yeah. you're not going to get that death scene of the two people passing away.
Not happy with that.
Not happy with that?
Yeah. No. You're adding some calm back into it.
Precisely. Now it's truly a rom-com. Now you can laugh at the end.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sad.
A lot of, if you've ever watched Netflix and other... in other countries, things are completely different. Like, I've watched, what's that one? Shameless, the British version.
Yeah.
Man, rock the subtitles. You're not going to be able to understand a damn thing that's going on in that show.
I came across Bohemian Rhapsody yesterday, and it was really weird because the songs were fine, and then I realized I was watching the French trailer. So, the words, the actors were speaking French, but then the songs were the regular Queen songs.
Really?
Right? It was...
Very dubbed over, cultural of you.
Yeah.
Interesting. I've been captivated by the Emma Thompson story. If you haven't heard, she dropped out of a casting for being a voice in the Skydance animation Luck. She can't do it because she has issue with John Lasseter, who, you know, this is one of the subjects of the Time Out movement. She says, nah, I'm out of this one. Barring the bigger social implications, that I see, but I also know how difficult it is to work with somebody who you just can't stand. And that alone would have me out of a job. I've done it before. Don't know if I could ever do it again. But one of the ways you can deal with that, which I actually tried to deal with when I worked with someone who I knew didn't like me and I didn't like him, I just did my job really well. I did my job so well that like I had to like, at least I said I wanted to exceed expectations. So this person, if they didn't like me, had to just have no other reason but not liking me to not like me. You get what I'm saying?
It was a motivator.
It was a motivator.
You were motivated by that.
So yeah. If he didn't like me, everyone around the room knew that, like, oh, you just don't like him because he's actually doing really well.
Yeah, like you're just insecure because you don't like that guy because he's killing it.
Maybe that's one way to deal with it.
We are getting, this has clearly struck a nerve. We are getting so many, so many texts about this. So if you have a work enemy, rest assured that you are certainly not alone. This person texted in and said that for them, it's more people who do inappropriate things at their desk. And that has made them my enemies. Clipping nails in their cubicle.
Oh my goodness. Woo,
making horking noises at their desk. Burping out loud without saying, excuse me, I can't stand these people. And it's three separate people that all sit near me.
Oh, who that's surrounded.
Them? Well, how do people not know that that's going to offend somebody? That's really interesting.
And it's like that other end, like, you know, this is a kind of like more harmless thing that's happening, but yeah. It's still like just sharing a space with someone who's really annoying. Oh, that'll wear on you.
Well, and think about how much time we spend with the people we work with. I mean, yeah. You see those people more than you do your family, more than you do, you know, good friends
True
that you grew
facts,
up with,
man.
Right?
I mean, you spend most of your time at work.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So to have that one person that horks at 11 a.m., you know, even saying that word, it just
that word just sounds terrible.
Yeah, that word is the action, right? It's one of those
yeah
sound
onomatopoeia.
Onomatopoeia.
That's great. Yeah, that's the word that is the sound. Hork. Any other onomatopoeias? I'm trying to think of any others.
Bubble.
Bubble?
Pop.
Yep. Bubble.
Oh, pop. Yeah, yeah.
Sizzle.
Wow, good ones. Good
actually,
ones.
On that, since we found onomatopoeia, it's so hilarious. Yeah. On that note, did you see that thing? I said kangaroo words. Have you heard of this
No,
before?
What are kangaroo words?
Okay, so a kangaroo word is a word that exists within the word itself. So blossom in that word is bloom, like a synonym within the word.
Oh.
Masculine in that word is male.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they're words that pop out of the word that means that word. I know, I'm tripping right now.
That is kind of weird.
Yeah,
that's
kangaroo
crazy.
Words.
So wait, is kangaroo one of them?
Roo.
No. Well, no.
They messed up the definition
no.
of that.
No.
That was kangaroo
super trippy. I think it's because the baby lives in the pouch.
Exactly, it's the pouch thing.
Yeah. It's like an Inception moment, though. My brain
gotcha.
Is pretzeling right
that
now.
That is very, very, very funny. It's a sort of observation, it could be wrong, but men and women style is becoming closer and closer to being almost the same. For example, men are wearing like fitted jeans now, you know, we call them skinny jeans or whatever. Men are wearing the man purse, which has been happening in Europe for a while. It's crossed the pond over here for quite some time too. A lot of fashion is actually becoming the same. Clothing designers are starting to see a trend where men and women, the lines are becoming blurred now between what's women's fashion and what's men's fashion. Is this correct? Fashion Meredith?
Yeah. I mean, Billy Porter, hello, on the on the Oscar red carpet.
Oh, that
ball gown.
Big ball gown. Now, that's a stretch.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to wear that tomorrow morning on the show. I mean, I'd love
for the right price.
Yeah.
But no, not happening.
But I think just in general, the roles and the gender divide is becoming less and less, and that's clearly breaking down in fashion. And style is a way to really set trends. And I think that's a trend that's happening philosophically. And so it's working its way down to the clothing as well.
Yeah, I see this happening too, especially for women with the popularity of streetwear.
Right.
So streetwear, sneakers are now, you see them with formal wear.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
they pair
yep.
them together all the time. And so this notion of, a quote unquote feminine shoe being high heels, being, pink, being like, it can be all those things if you want it to, but you also now have the option to be very current and wearing sneakers.
There was a time where someone would be like, I don't own any sneakers, I don't own any tennis shoes, running shoes. Like, some girls would just be like, hey, that's just not a feminine thing to do. But now it's really not a thing at all.
Oh, yeah. No, that sort of cross of something a little fancy with something a little street is very on trend. And, let's face it, sneakers are hella comfortable.
Very comfortable.
And
why would you want to wear those?
So, I mean, there's a bit of a permission, too, I think, just for women to be strong, comfortable, and show up as they are, as opposed to having to put on this quote-unquote kind of fashion costume all the time.
I mean, this whole notion of the gender neutrality in clothing made it to the Wall Street Journal recently. They said that, who needs gender? Men and women are dressing identically. I think Kanye tried to toe the line on this when he started wearing the kilt type of thingy. Mm-hmm. Remember when he wore that? That didn't really catch on. But, I mean, in some culture, that's masculine wear. Scotland,
sure.
Correct, right?
Like the most masculine. Yeah.
Right.
The gladiator, that kind of skirt thing. And
are you not entertained?
I mean, I'm not
entertained. This is not why you're here.
I'm turned on.
Really? Okay.
You play a bagpipe. I'm like, yes, please.
Sure.
Yeah.
Take note, male listeners who play bagpipes.
I don't know. There's something very. Anyway,
Meredith loves your bagpipes.
I think of some of the some of the younger rising stars and really the sex symbols in for men, for actors like Timothée Chalamet, like Harry Styles. They really take risks with how they dress. Timothée was wearing that sequined fashion bib on a red carpet, and they can kind of do what they want. And they can go into the women's section and grab a pair of pants if they want. And women can go into the men's section and grab that boyfriend shirt if they want to. It's not as important to stick to the quote unquote norm anymore.
When I was living in Chicago, which was not too long ago, but a while back in the beginning of my stay there, I went to the UK to go visit my relatives. My mom's side of the family lives in London, England. I came back with a man purse and I wore it. And people lost their mind. What are you wearing? I'm like, it's a man purse. It's popular in Europe. It's not a big deal. People lost their stuff.
It's a merce.
A merce.
Jamar,
exactly.
A merce.
It became a big thing. And now it's in style.
Oh, yeah.
I was ahead of the game.
Always.
I'm just saying.
Always.
No, not always. Just in that one instance.
You know what I think you should do tomorrow, though?
What's that?
You should rock the scrunchie like Jason Momoa. You got some locks.
Yes!
Right? You need that. You're wearing a bit of an army green today. I could get you like a camo scrunchie tomorrow.
And at the Academy Awards, he totally coordinated with his wife.
Yeah.
This is another man-woman thing that happened.
Oh, that's true. We should talk about that. Yep. Matchy-matchy couple stuff. All cute right. or creepy.
Tomorrow I wear a scrunchie.
Yes!
That's a tease.
And a kilt.
No.
And the bagpipes.
No, when you've got a physique like Momoa, you could do anything. I'm not there yet. I can't scrunchie it up yet, but all power to Jason. Talk entertainment update.
Is in the easy?
I think so. Is that the theme song? It better be.
Yes, Tracy.
Brought to you. What, you have more lyrics for us, Tracy?
She's got a song.
I'll let you do it.
No problem.
Get them dollars.
Of course. Brought to you by the IKEA bathroom event. It's on now. Get 15% off bathroom furniture, sinks, and faucets until March 4th. The wonderful Tracy Melcher.
Good morning. Hey. How are you?
I was channeling Janet Jackson today.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? I'm channeling my little inner poetic justice.
She's got the poetic justice braids on.
A little bit. Obsessed. Oh, you know what? Are we talking about Janet?
Yes,
talking about Janet. Should we just talk about that?
I don't think you have a choice.
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty. Right, exactly. Oh, she dropped some news on us yesterday. She is starting a Las Vegas residency in May. 15 dates, going to August. And get this. I don't know if Las Vegas could get any nastier, but it's going to be with JJ. Rhythm Nation in September is celebrating its 30th. Anniversary.
Wow.
Rhythm Nation 1814. Miss you much.
God.
Yes, that video that launched a million baseball caps with a jaunty ponytail.
Yes.
Oh
yes,
my
yes.
gosh. Right?
We are a part
yes.
of
a- and then the chair choreography.
That power.
So, the power. So the event residency is called Metamorphosis, mm-hmm. and part of it is a performative tribute to Rhythm Nation. It's going to take us from her being a young child with self-esteem issues and to her transformation as a global pop icon and everything in between.
And I'm doing that too, like shaking my wrist, because I love the story that she's going to tell behind it.
Absolutely. Ooh. And she's going to give us a real peek into her private life. Janet Jackson has been famously the most private person with a very public life. And she's going to peel back the layers and give it to us Vegas style. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of sequins.
So let's talk about some of these recent star residences
okay.
that happened. Backstreet Boys, Mariah Carey, mm-hmm. Britney, Celine Dion.
Delish.
Gaga.
Yes. But Cher.
Cher.
Aerosmith.
Mm-hmm. Elton John.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Bette Midler. Like,
Cardi
I mean,
B's getting one.
Cardi B!
But Janet Jackson is definitely a treat.
Janet Jackson is a treat. Janet Jackson's a treat. And the Jackson 5, you know, they played Vegas back in the day, many, many years ago. And she used to come on stage with them, along with her other sisters, Rebe and LaToya Jackson. So it's almost like a bit of a homecoming for Janet Jackson.
One of my very first concerts was the Velvet Rope Tour. Mm. And Usher opened
God,
for
I love that album. Yeah,
that album. And you think about each of her albums as like this, you know, kind of standalone piece. And it always had these incredible visual elements
yes.
to go along with it.
Always.
She lends herself so well to Vegas. This is a perfect fit.
Absolutely.
And who on earth has a better belly button?
Oh,
Janet Jackson.
Oh. You know what? I can't disagree with you.
Right.
Like everything about Janet Jackson, perfection.
Perfection.
And you know she's and Meredith, as you said, she's a mother now.
Yes.
You know, so it's nice to be in one spot for a little while. So no dates booked for June. I'm thinking this is kind of thing is going to be extended. So there are rumors that she could possibly be headlining the Glastonbury Festival.
Wow.
I know. Who knows? That's just a rumor. That's just
spread it. Spread it.
I'm spreading it like peanut butter on Jen.
I would like to go see Janet Jackson. I will say it's really remarkable the fact that she came after her brother and brothers that were global phenomenons and then was able to chart a path on her own and become her own standout phenomenon herself.
Absolutely.
It's a testament to really how fantastic she is.
Oh no. No, you did it.
Okay.
Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis? No, you're not. No, you're not.
Good stuff.
No, you're not.
She comes bearing great news this morning, Tracy.
Control.
Thank you so much. That's great
She's
news.
She's in control. I feel like we did choreography now.
We're not going to do it.
Yeah.
Let's do the scream choreography.
Let's do the scream choreography.
That's my favorite.
Is it so
oh my
good?
God. It's like everyone that happens, is the one comes after is better and better, right?
Yeah,
that's
man.
What's so good about a great artist.
Well, thank you so much for that good news.
Thank you so much.
That's E-Talk. Tracy Melcher. 7 p.m. Anything else, or are you good?
I've got some more, but should I go, Tom?
One more.
Okay, this is what I'm going to talk about. Obviously, we always watch Marilyn Dennis at 10 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
and then we PVR the Today Show 4th Hour with Kathy Lee and Hoda. So they announced yesterday that replacing Kathy Lee in 5 weeks will be Jenna Bush Hager. So, of course, she's the daughter of former President George W. Bush, and she's been filling in here and there, and that she'll be starting in about a few weeks. And they celebrated with a glass of wine yesterday.
Of course they did. That's what they do on that show.
Well done. I love
Jenna. Is she good on mic? Is she good? Does she have a lot to say, Jenna Bush?
You know what? She is. And she, you know what? Like, much like all of us, we were all little ducklings once upon a time and we had to learn to swim. So she is going to be a very strong broadcaster. I think she's just like finding her feet and her voice.
Yeah.
You know, it takes many years to find your voice in broadcasting.
And when she has Hoda beside her.
And that's it.
Hoda woman.
Absolutely.
Hoda woman.
She's a very giving woman.
100%.
She is.
Yeah.
Wow. Very exciting development. Thank you. Great stories this morning, Trey. E-Talk airs weeknights, 7 p.m. on CTV. Stream it. Watch it. Somebody battle it out for Ellen DeGeneres tickets. This is Rockabye Baby, third row. Let's welcome Erin into the show. Erin?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Erin.
How are you doing?
Great, great. Ellen fan?
Big.
Music fan?
Yes.
Okay, that works. Her opponent is... Mai.
Mai.
Hello, yep. Good morning.
Good morning, Mai.
Hi.
Mai, you sound chipper.
Thanks.
Ellen fan?
Good morning. Yes, my sister a little bit more than me, so okay. It's a little bit for her, but hopefully we can go together.
All right, so she's playing for the tribe this morning. Let's get the sister hooked up. Okay, this is called the Rockabye Baby Game. We're going to give you some tickets just by doing this. Ellen's doing Scotiabank this Sunday, and we've got some songs that are lullaby versions. Like, the lullaby version is made for children, so if you have infants, you can play popular pop songs, but they're baby versions for them. We want to see if we play the song, you can name either the title or the artist of the lullaby version of these songs. Now, this is how you buzz in if you want to answer. Erin, if you want to answer, you've got to yell, Goo-goo! That's how you buzz in. Sorry. It's the only thing I could think of. You're buzzing in with goo-goo. Okay, Erin? And Mai, if you want to buzz in, you're buzzing in with Gaga.
Okay.
Yeah. We would also accept Bradley Cooper.
No, we're not accepting Bradley Cooper. Very cheeky.
Or Irina.
Equally cheeky, not the word.
No.
So, goo-goo for Erin, Gaga for Mai. Caitlin, you'll be our arbitrator. You'll tell us who buzzed in first if we have some kind of tie situation.
Okay, I'll do my best to track the various goos and gaws that follow.
Thank you. Like no one else can.
And one guess.
One guess only. Let's start. Meredith, please.
Okay, so we're going to kick things off. Name the title of this song or the artist that made it famous.
Gaga.
Gaga, this is Mai. Mai wants it.
That's Mai.
It's Poker Face by Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, Gaga.
Yes, Gaga all around on that one.
Yeah.
Nice. 1-0, Mai leading.
Okay, can you name this lullaby or the artist who originally made it famous?
I think both ladies are stumped.
That was really hard.
I have no idea.
No idea?
No.
All right, lock them out. The correct answer was Can't Stop the Feeling.
Oh, my God.
Justin Timberlake.
Oh, that's hard.
No, it was actually soft like baby food, but I digress. Let's move on. Next one.
I feel like this game is so great because we're chilling everyone in Toronto out. With the xylophone music.
Absolutely.
As well as
you'll, drive a little, you'll drive a little bit slower.
So how about the next one? Name, title, or artist?
Gaga.
Gaga. Mai wants it.
Yep.
Jamie Foxx song?
Yeah, partially. Yeah.
I'll give it to her.
Okay.
Yep. Because Jamie that's Gold Digger.
Money.
Yep.
Yeah. Gold Digger said money. Jamie Foxx would be one of the artists alongside Kanye West. Gold Digger.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. He's the feature, but you know what? That might be as good as we're going to get.
Okay.
It's good.
Well, she's got
So that's 2 points Mai.
That's 2 points Mai. Let's do one for good measure. Let's see if Erin could get back into this thing.
Okay, name this title or the woman, little hint there, who made it famous.
Uh-oh. I got it.
No, this one's hard. I think that one's hard.
I think that one's hard, too. Oh,
I hear it.
Gaga!
Oh,
yeah! Oh, my. Oh, my. That was Single Ladies Beyonce. Yeah. Very subdued. Not what you dance around in a circle with your girlfriends at the club.
Yeah. Listen, as somebody with an infant, if you ever see your child with their hand, they always do the little ring dance.
That's true. The baby days. So,
in any case. Hey, Erin, thank you for playing. I know those were tough.
Thanks, Google.
Oh, my God. That's really hard.
Yeah,
good
I know.
Job, Erin. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, Google Gaga. Gaga wins it this morning. You're going to see Ellen DeGeneres, Mai.
Yes. Third row.
I'm so excited. Let me know.
Want to see Donald Trump's former lawyer accuse him of criminal conduct in front of the U.S. government?
Yay!
Okay, well then mark 10 a.m. on your schedule for today, because that's when Michael Cohen will testify in front of the House Oversight Committee, and his opening statement was leaked to the New York Times, and in it, he calls Trump a cheat and a con man.
Wow.
So that's 10 a.m. today. And if you want to enjoy a drink while you watch his testimony, perhaps at some point soon, that will be an option for you here in Toronto at restaurants, because Toronto City Council just voted to allow restaurants to start serving alcohol at 9 a.m. They voted 18-8 in favor of this, asking the provincial government to permit alcohol sales beginning at 9 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays. So that's for the weekend brunch rush.
And that is me. I am that rush. I am rushing that mimosa. But I think it's cool too, because LCBO stores, they sell early. They were allowed to start selling earlier. So I think it only makes sense for a restaurant owner, a business owner, to do the same.
Yeah, it was a bit mismatched.
It was.
So that's good, because I mean, how many times have we all been at brunch at 10:15, 10:30, and you've got to wait? And it feels unfair.
It does feel unfair. It feels like you're being punished or being judged.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I want the drink now. There's nothing wrong with me.
Yeah, don't you judge me. I can have this mimosa now.
Now we're going to be judged by the type of drink that we're ordering at 9 a.m.
That's correct. Like,
mimosa, okay. Bourbon on the rocks, problem.
I'll have a Jaeger bomb.
Yeah. Really?
No, you'll have a hug, sir. That's pretty what it is.
That's a good point, because there are definitely breakfast-friendly drinks.
Uh-huh.
And
then
there are drinks that if you have them before noon, even if it's legal and all above board, the waiter or waitress might feel a little bit bummed out for you.
I think I would feel bummed out for me.
Of course, man. Yeah. Let me get that Fireball whiskey, please, with my eggs.
Now, what? Tom, you're Captain Jägermeister in this room.
He is the Jäger. You are the Jägermeister.
With your eggs, would you have Jäger?
Yes, I feel no shame.
Good to know.
Great.
Good to know. And finally, the ultimate throwback party is coming to Toronto for people who want to relive the moment that they used to dance to this. Remember this song?
Okay. Hey, no shame. Oh, you could be happy about this song.
You can be happy about this song.
Of course.
Okay. But then, what if you wanted to dance to this song? Oh.
Come on, Barbie. Let's go party.
I'm a Barbie girl.
Oh, my God.
In the Barbie world.
Aqua?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, and last but not least, what about this hit?
Get down to
So,
what is this?
I know.
And where can I go?
This is the 90s nostalgia way back dance party that's set to take place June 22nd at Interchange Park in Vaughan.
Okay.
And included on the bill will be Aqua, Prozac, the Vanga Boys, what's left of S Club 7. Will you guys be going to
this? Is really happening?
S Club 4.
What? And a half.
Oh, so like they're all
together performing at the 90s Nostalgia Wayback Dance Party.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hosted by Vanilla Ice?
Not hosted by Vanilla Ice, okay. No. So you can prepare your slow motion S finger split jump right now. This is going to be like, and Meredith, you might remember this, the Much video dance parties that you had in school.
Oh, yeah.
This is like a Much music video dance party, but in real life with the bands there.
This is a great day, Caitlin Green. I'm very excited about this. The snow, I don't care about you. I'm thinking about June. I'm thinking about S Club.
What? Oh, Tom's saying
that.
Wow.
I was like, oh, come along with me.
I will deny doing that.
You did.
Day
I saw it happen. I saw it and
only
I
a million
heard
people
it
heard you do it, though.
Anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Oh, wake
up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.